Today's best trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
Something different for a Sunday night. Trots are heading to Ararat. Luke Humphries is joining us to take us through the quaddy legs. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. I'm sure something that won't be different for Ararat at least is that I'm sure it'll be very, very cold. So hopefully we can keep warm enough.
Jacket, beanie and gloves, always a must for Ararat. First leg of the quaddy, there's a maiden over the 1790, 2 and 10 come out. Perennial place, get to the local. Caesar Ryan is the favourite, 350 ahead of Miss Gabby O'Kane at 370. And the regulator, 380. How do we sort them out here?
Yeah, I'm going with the South Australian challenger at number 90, Scarvet. I've got 9, 8, 11, 3. It's had the one start for Aaron Bain, Scarvet, or that was at Mildura two Fridays ago. And Forget Run there was favourite and got a flat tyre after a couple of furlongs and had to be pulled up. So look, it's interesting coming to Ararat on a Sunday. Aaron Bain, I doubt he's ever had a runner at Ararat, so it's interesting when Alex Ashwood's got the drive. So I'll put his Scarlett over on top of 8, the regulator, who comes out of the form line maiden at Horsham last week, was best of the horses he takes on again here, ran second, beaten just under 5 metres by an impressive enough winner. It was just a race where they dashed home. 11 Caesarian has the highest draw, as you say, Brendan, the local runner, and has been very consistent without winning. It'd be great to see him break through at some point. He's just got a tough draw, though, outside the second row. Miss Gabby O'Kane rates next. Wasn't beaten far when first up for about 18 months of that form line maiden at Horsham. Ran respectfully enough. I'll go 8, 9, 11, 3 in the first leg of the quaddy.
Race number 6 is a trot from the stand. 6, Glenner of 3.20. Number 9 is Made a Killin, $3.40. 4.80, Show Me the Mooler, our quick cash at $8.
Yeah, Glenn Garris, my best of the night in the handicap. Race 6, number 6, $3.20 favourite. Jackie Barker's got the drive for Joanne Franklin. Was very consistent as a 3-year-old when running around against most of the better 3-year-old trotters and wasn't getting disgraced against the very best of his age group. Two starts this season as a 4-year-old for a second at Charlton, beaten 6.5 metres by Honey Bourbon, which is good form, and the beaten favourite Horsham last week. But he's going to get the advantage over a lot of the dangers here, the back markers who are the dangers, and obviously being off the front, he's got the handicap advantage. Just listen to Jackie Barker post-race on this. After post-race on Trots Vision last night, after sparking successes victory, she sounded confident enough that Glenn Garris could get away well, step well and go pretty close. So Glenn Garris, my best of the night, over 10, Show Me the Mooler, who's can still be a bit naughty, but his manners in the last couple of runs have really improved compared to probably what it was earlier in the year and for most of his career. So I'll put him in for second. Also, it's always around the mark when he trots well. 12-hour quick cash for third regular in these sort of races. 11 Magic Owens is interesting. Former Tasmanian on debut for Leroy O'Brien in for fourth. 6, 10, 12, 11, best of the night, rate 6, number 6.
3 minutes off the first Devonport. Runners arriving at the start there. Race number 7 is a 30-47 over the 21.95. On my oath for Alex Ashwood and Kate Hargraves resumes a $1.33 favourite.
Interesting event in regards to the favourite. 1, 5, 7, 6, the selections. On my oath is one of these many Western Australian horses that the Aaron Bain Racing Summit Bloodstock Syndicate, Zambi Dernberg Smith Syndicate, and Alex Ashwood and Kate Hargraves have obviously been getting from Perth in recent weeks and months. And it's probably a very good idea because with a completely different handicapping system in Perth, these horses are getting in with the bottom rating of 30 and getting in very, very well, especially at Mildura there, cleaning up. So I wouldn't be surprised if this horse heads up to the Sunraiser and wins a few races up there shortly. But it starts its Victorian career off at Ararat. Went round at a track by the name of Collie last start. Didn't have much luck. Has been going off with big odds in Perth in standing start races. Interesting to see how he goes from the mobile. Hasn't run from the mobile for a while. But obviously he won't be running for the stand start whilst he's in Victoria. But look, he's look, $1.33 is a bit short, but look, I'm happy to put him on top. I have a 5 Security Check who is in for second place. First up for a couple of months. First up for Courtney Slater, rates best of the rest. 7 Art of Bliss, widest draw, but I'll put him in for third ahead of 6. Zara's All Good. Both of them on the quick backup from Maryborough, where they finished second last and last in the same race there on Monday. 1, 5, 7, 6, race 7.
90 seconds out, Devonport, they're starting to load. Race number 8, final leg of the quaddy is for the 3-year-olds, and Jillaby Dynamite on debut, $1.40 favourite.
Yeah, one trial for this horse at Tarang. finished second behind La Mondier, which is a pretty good quality horse. So good quality event good event for Jillaby Dynamite to break the maiden. The colt by Captain Treacherous out of Jillaby Jitterbug for Jason and Mark Lee. Put him on top. A three Vapor Fire is consistent. It might just run into a good one here. Got him in for second. Five Mr. Uptown for third was the last start. Second at Mount Gambier and one. She Sparkles for fourth. 2-3-5-1 in the last event, Brendan.
So, Glenner, if the Trotter race, six, number six, best of the night. Value bet and a quarter for us, please, Luke.
Yeah, value is race one, number five, Julius Shadow. Has got a bit of an advantage over some of his dangers in the first event over the sprint trip off the front row. So I think off the front row, he can go close, getting the advantage from a barrier door perspective over some of the dangers. The quarter race is 5, 6, 7, 8. First leg, 8, 9, 11. Second leg, 6, 1 out. Third leg, 1 and 5, and then 2-1 out the fourth leg, 8, 9, 11, into 6, into 1, 5, into 2, Brendan.
Luke, good calling.
Thanks, mate.